Haynes manager candidates address borough staff. And the Skagway Assembly reassesses its relationship with a consultant. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The interview process to choose Haynes' next municipal leader began Monday morning. Local residents Deborah Schnabel and Brad Ryan are the two finalists for the borough manager job. They answered questions from borough staff, their potential employees, during the first round of interviews. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Ryan has worked for the borough for a little more than a year and a half as public facilities director. Right now, he is serving as interim manager for the second time. So the staff already have experience with his leadership.
I would say the employees should only recommend me as NIC manager if they're happy with how I'm working with them. If they're not, they should. I completely believe that.
Some of the staff have already publicly supported Ryan by signing a petition created by resident Dave Long. They include Police Chief Heath Scott, Water Sewer Manager Scott Bradford, Fiscal Chief Gila Stewart, and Museum Director Helen Alton. Schnabel addressed the awkwardness in the situation. She said she understood that if she were hired, Ryan would step back to Public Facilities Director. That, in turn, would bump Sean Bell back to Harbor Master and Gabe Thomas back to Assistant Harbor Master. Both had temporarily moved to higher positions when Ryan was chosen as interim manager.
I can appreciate many things in the turmoil in the situation. I know that there are members of the staff that have been promoted into other positions, and that if I were chosen, it would be disruptive. But I believe that I have your best interests at heart.
Schnabel also did not shy away from the fact that she has taken political stances on certain issues, including the contentious small boat harbor expansion.
And I've been asked that in relation to the harbor, you know, like, Deborah, what would you do? If you were the manager, would you, like, stop the harbor project? Of course not. And all of the projects that are sort of in the works right now, they're in the works because that's where the community has taken it.
Schnabel said as manager, she would set aside her personal and political opinions. Schnabel is currently the director of the Haynes Chamber of Commerce. She previously served as an assembly member and borough staff member. She also has managed public radio stations KHNS and KBRW in Barrow. Schnabel said as manager, she would work to improve connections between the government and community.
That's one of the things now that that we as a community recognize, that there's a lot of turmoil, there's a lot of contention, and I think that I can help to bring together and to explore some of the differences that we are experiencing and find some common ground.
Ryan was asked a couple questions Schnabel was not, including what he thinks the differences are between the two of them. Ryan said Schnabel seems to have a more direct management style, and that as chamber director, she has more business ties. In terms of what he could bring to the job that Schnabel might not, Ryan emphasized his ability to keep things calm.
I'm calm. I like to bring things down. I like to not get them excited. I think I can bring a lot of people together. I think I'm really good at mediating situations when they're excited. And I listen to the surrounding environment, what people want. I think that's what I bring to the Deborah Wood.
Prior to working for the borough, Ryan led local and regional watershed councils and worked as a research scientist. He said he strives to be a good manager by showing his employees he has confidence in them.
That's how I like to manage. I'm not heavy-handed at all. Sometimes people are like, oh, you know, you're just listening too much and not speaking enough. I don't think that's true. I try to listen and I try to make a good decision.
The candidates will continue to distinguish themselves in two more rounds of interviews. Community meetings are Monday night starting at 5:30 in the library. Interviews with the assembly are Tuesday night at 5:30. After that, the assembly is set to make a decision on who will be the next borough manager. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
To hear the full interviews between the manager candidates and borough staff, go to this report at khns.org. KHNS will also upload the full audio from the community and assembly interviews online. Concerns over spending led the Skagway Borough Assembly to reassess its relationship with one consultant. At its latest meeting, the assembly voted to terminate a number of contracts with Chad Kubala, who's worked with the municipality on several projects. The move will change the way the borough manager can work with Kubala.
We need to clear up and clean up the situation with this consultant.
That's Assemblyman Orion Hansen. Skagway contracts with Whitehorse-based Kubala on a number of different projects. He directed the Gateway Port Improvement Project, led a waterfront environmental study, a fish habitat project, and he served multiple roles in construction of a public safety facility. The Assembly voted last week to terminate four of those five contracts. In an email to KHNS, Kubala said three of the contracts were completed successfully some time ago. Apparently, the municipality hasn't officially closed out those agreements. Kubala says the only contract at issue that was not complete was work on the Gateway project. That initiative has been in limbo since voters rejected a tidelands lease with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad in 2015. Hansen said there needs to be more clarity about where the municipality's money is going.
We're being billed for things all the time that's very unclear as to where it's coming from and what his relationship is when he's being asked to do what.
And it is not unclear at all.
That's Assemblymember Angela Greaser. She pushed back against nixing the contracts. She cautioned the group against making accusations about Kubala's work and what he's billing the municipality for.
We could have asked our staff or our treasurer to see an invoice from him. We just need more information before we start just accusing people of things.
Greaser said if the assembly is trying to be more fiscally responsible, they should stick with Kubala, whose rates, she said, compare favorably with his competition.
This is a PhD with 3 degrees, 30 years of experience. He knows more of the history of this town and all the contamination and the harbor and the port and the whole thing better than anyone. And he's charging us $150 an hour.
Scott Hahn also said as borough manager, he needed support when juggling multiple projects.
A person only has to look at the bids you receive to manage projects to realize that it's not something you can just slip into a 5% of my work time.
Hahn says he's worried about not being able to consult Kubala on issues that come up in Skagway that Kubala hasn't been contracted to work on. He says it will be hard to remain as responsive on issues as he has been up to this point. Assemblyman Tim Cochran suggested only ending those contracts that have been completed.
I would say that we should terminate the ones that are finished. Public safety facility is still ongoing, and I think Chad has done a good job on that. Quality of work, I think, is exceptional.
Ultimately, the Assembly decided to terminate four contracts with Kubala. They spared one for construction oversight on the public safety facility. Kubala says his work on that contract is nearing completion in good order, and he's looking forward to finalizing it. The Assembly also voted to enter negotiations for new contracts with Kubala for the Pullen Creek Streamwalk project and a contamination issue on 14th Street. Kubala hasn't committed to those contracts yet, but he says he's open to continuing his work with the municipality. Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan will meet behind closed doors with the Assembly this week about four police complaints made public by one Assembly member. Tom Morfitt brought the four critical accounts of interactions with Haines Police to the last Assembly meeting. Although some Assembly members were uncomfortable with Morfitt's strategy of making the complaints public, they requested Ryan look into the allegations. Ryan says he's still investigating the matter, but plans to update the Assembly on what he knows so far. That will take place in executive session scheduled at the end of the Assembly meeting Wednesday. The meeting was bumped from its usual Tuesday spot because of borough manager interviews. Several months after disbanding a controversy-ridden Heliski map committee, a new proposal is before the Assembly. It would set up a different process to decide on proposed amendments to the Heliski map. Instead of establishing an advisory committee dedicated to vetting map requests, the borough manager or staff would review the amendments and then send them to two existing committees, the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee and the Tourism Advisory Board. After the committees make recommendations, all the information would go to the Assembly for a decision. A commercial tour permit is back before the Assembly after being postponed a couple weeks ago. Jonathan Richardson hopes to run a shuttle bringing tourists to trailheads and travelers to the ferry terminal. The assembly raised a number of questions at its last meeting that it asked him to address in his application. The meeting is set for Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in assembly chambers. At 6 p.m., right before the regular meeting, the newly formed Haynes Economic Development Corporation will give a public presentation. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening.